Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, yesterday's game one, your team got off to a great start as far as energy was in the first 9 minutes, had some great momentum. What does your team need to do differently here today to keep carrying that momentum through three periods of hockey?
Well, like I mentioned yesterday postgame, the scoring first certainly would be huge, you know, but I like the way we started. You know, we're certainly going to need to start like that again. You know, obviously Duluth is going to be intent on ending the series, and we want to get to tomorrow. So it should be I'm sure both teams will crank it up even more so than yesterday. You know, there's not a whole lot that we would do differently. Obviously, the chances you get, you know, you got to see if you can't bear down and find a way to get the puck past Rooney.
Your line of Abby Haluska, Emily Berglund, and Paige Beebe have such great chemistry, and they've played so well here in the second half, especially as of late. Impressive last night how they cycled the puck down low and out front to Bergie for that first goal for last night's game. Talk about their play.
Yeah, they've been really, really good for a while now. I think Bergie's feeling really good as far as just health-wise, feeling as well as she's felt in a long time. And you can kind of tell in her skating. But, you know, they're obviously three players that have played in a lot of different situations. And, you know, they work well together. They you know, Paige is so hard on pucks. You know, Abby's a big, strong, powered forward. And, you know, Bergie can move the puck. She can finish. You know, that was just a great example of using the back of the net, you know, cycling the puck, using the back of the net, and finding that weak spot in front of the net to score the goal.
You had a chance to see Abby Ecker play up on that third line with Claire DeGeorge and Lydia Passolt. Of course, Haley Mack back in the lineup today alongside those two. What did you see out of Abby that you were happy with?
Just really proud of her performance. I thought that the moment wasn't too big for her. She went out there and played the way she's capable of playing. She played hard. She played fast. You know, she got pucks to the net when she had a chance. I think she had, you know, she was tied with her for a team lead in shots on goal through two periods maybe. Just played a real solid game, and I was just really, really, really proud of her.
Haley Mack is back in the lineup here today. What does she bring to the ice for your team?
Offense. She can score goals. You know, we saw that in her first game back against St. Cloud and scored against Minnesota. She's just done that her entire career. She just has a knack for putting the puck in the net. She's done well here in Duluth. You know, I don't want to throw all these expectations like it's she's going to score. But, again, she just gives us speed and another really dangerous player on the ice that can score at any time.
What else offensively can your team do to get pucks past Rooney?
Well, we just have to be tenacious. We have to try to get her, take her eyes away. You know, we got to get pucks in that. Mack Lange's goal is a perfect example of that. It wasn't a real hard shot, but she got it through, and there was a lot of people in front, and it found its way in. So, you know, if you look at yesterday's game, we had a couple of really, really good chances where we fired the puck over the net. You know, Emily Berglund, second period, came down, went left to right because she's on her forehand and left the defenseman totally out of the play. And so it was just basically she and Rooney, and she fired it 3 feet over the net. You know, those are, you get those chances, you've got to either A1, she's gonna have to make a save, or you're gonna beat her.
Your team defensively, what do you need to do in order to stop players like Rogie? She's one of Duluth's probably toughest players to defend, but what else can you guys do out in front of your goaltender?
Well, you know, we just talk about, you know, it's got to be a man-on-man situation. I think both in their first, second goals, the situation where we had three people up, they had three people back, and they had outnumbered us in front of the net. And that's just to be an awareness of you know, where you're supposed to be. And even on their third goal, we had it defended, and everybody's in the right spot, but we got beat off the pass, and that allowed Hughes to step into the slot and get a pretty good shot. So, you know, you can't overthink it. They know what they have to do. They have to have good sticks. Sometimes you got to tip your hat to the other team for making things happen. But, you know, bottom line is we know what we have to do today, and we're going to go out there and do the best we can.
I liked your message to your team on the bus. Be bold, be brave, and don't play it safe. Coach, tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, you can't. You can't play it safe this time of the year. You can't. You know, the message is don't sit back. Let's go for it. Let's just be aggressive. Be smart. But again, if you want to move on, you've got to be bold. You got to be brave, and that's how you got to play.
What things did you see in video that kind of stuck out that were things that either Duluth was doing well or your team was doing well?
Well, we showed them that we had their defense backed off where they were giving us a lot of time and space as we entered the zone. And so we just talked about taking advantage of that, either going east-west right away as you enter the zone or maybe stopping over the blue line. And now, you know, something might develop with a late player. But we, you know, it's an area that we can exploit. I'm sure they looked at video and they probably said, you know what, our gaps are too big. Let's try to tighten it up. So, you know, there's always those adjustments, and you just have to adjust accordingly. But you know, again, I, for being the road team yesterday, I thought we had some really, really good moments, and we had them pinned in their zone a fair amount of time, and we got to do the same thing today. But hopefully, we'll get more pucks to the net and see if we can't get a few more by her.
I talked to Abby Ecker last night. She's our pregame profile, and asked her what offensively your team needed to do a little bit better here today, and she said shorter, quicker passes. Coach, would you agree?
Well, anytime you can, short support, it's going to help. You know, if we get all five players moving around the offensive zone, that's what's going to happen. You move the puck quick. Quick short plays, quick give and goes, try to create two-on-ones, anything like that to give you an opportunity to get pucks in the net, it's always good.
Any other keys to today's game in hopes of getting a win?
Just come out battle. We have to out-compete, have to outwork them, be relentless. That's really the key.
That is Beaver hockey. It's do or die, and Beavers never quit, do they?
Absolutely not.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.